Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Decal Download Podcast, your source for the latest news and information from the Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning. Here with Commissioner Amy Jacobs, I'm Reg Griffin. We appreciate you joining us this week and every week. You can always find us at decal.ga.gov or on social media. Look for us on Facebook, X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, Threads, YouTube, and more. You can always drop us a line via email anytime at decaldownload@decal.ga.gov. Well, here at Decal, we believe that a stable early care and education industry made up of thriving childcare businesses is important to the state's economic growth and to preparing future generations of young learners for academic success. A new program called the Thriving Childcare Business Academy is designed to help owners and administrators of early learning programs learn best business management practices, much like the training they receive in best early childhood education practices on other platforms. And Commissioner, it's another way we hope to help the childcare industry in Georgia navigate through some very difficult times.
Yes, COVID has definitely had an impact on the childcare industry. And as we come out of COVID and the end of some pretty substantial federal dollars that we've been able to invest, we want to make sure that all childcare programs have the resources they need to continue to serve their community. And, you know, the business aspect is a piece that we don't do as much as we do on the early education aspect, but a childcare business is both. And so it's really exciting that we're able to launch this new academy.
I mean, how many times have we met someone who said, I have a passion for caring for children. I want to help build a foundation. I have no business experience.
Oh, all the time. All the time.
And unfortunately, sometimes it's after they're already involved and they've got a business up and running, but it's not doing very well. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of a way of recognizing that and coming alongside you that are listening today that do have a passion for caring for children, and we're wanting to help. So joining us to talk about the Thriving Childcare Business Academy is Quality Innovations and Partnerships Communications and Outreach Manager Sonia Steptoe, and from Professional Learning, Community Manager Laura Reed. Ladies, welcome to the podcast. Well, let's start with getting a little background on both of you. Our listeners love to hear about how long you've been with Decal, what you were doing before joining us, that sort of thing. Sonia, let's start with you.
Hi, thanks for having me. I've been with Decal for 5 years. Before joining the agency, I worked in public affairs at the Commerce Department and at the Fulton County Board of Health. I've also worked in the private sector as communications director at two global law firms.
Wow, that's impressive. Laura, how about you?
Oh, hey, Rich. Thanks for having me. So I have been with Decal 9 years this month, just celebrated my anniversary. And prior to that, I worked for an Atlanta-based company that did training and technical assistance for early childhood programs in Georgia and in some other states. And before that, I was an elementary school teacher. And for a couple of years, I was a scholarship counselor for the Teach Early Childhood Scholarship Program in North Carolina.
So elementary school teacher, this time of year, Do you have fond memories of start of school?
Honestly, I love back to school, but I don't miss being a teacher. That was really not where I was meant to be. I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be now, working with adults.
Okay. Perfect.
And indirectly helping the kids. That's right. That's perfect.
Yes. Exactly. That's right. Still helping kids. Yes. And it's always a period of self-discovery. So I'm glad you found that.
It's been a journey.
Over the past 2 years, Decal has distributed $1.6 billion in federal financial supports to help childcare providers mitigate the negative business impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. Sonia, how will the Thriving Childcare Business Academy bring additional support for the industry?
So we're offering free training to help childcare providers enhance their business and financial management skills. The training covers topics in planning and budgeting, financial accounting and tax preparation, organizational leadership, staff recruitment and retention, which is a need we hear a lot about from providers, enrollment management, another big area of need, and marketing. also very important to providers. Now, participants can choose from free basic business training in live large group webinars. We also will be offering more focused free training on single topics that will be taught in small study groups, also conducted online. Or providers can sign up to receive one-on-one, more individualized training that will be delivered through coaching sessions with Civitas Strategies, one of our partners. Through the Academy website, providers can also access a library of more than 50 free bilingual study guides on various business and financial topics that they can download and learn at their own pace. So, Commissioner, we hope these providers will take advantage of these resources to build thriving businesses. And did I mention that they're all free?
Yes, very important. Let's keep mentioning that. Yeah, and these categories are very, very interesting. I mean, planning and budgeting, financial accounting and tax prep, organizational leadership, all things that we've heard from providers in a very practical way. That's something that they need. So that's terrific. Laura, how can childcare owners and administrators access the Thriving Childcare Business Academy?
Well, we are working hard, Rich, to make this as easy as possible to access. Sonia has been working really hard with our IT department to create some new web pages on DECAL's website. There will be links on DECAL's homepage when those pages go live, so people will be able just to click over and go visit those pages, and that's where the resource library will live, as well as the descriptions of all the professional learning opportunities, information about schedule, the intake, the way that folks will be able to complete an intake form to get the coaching or to participate in the small study groups. And there also should be some links to Georgia Professional Development System, which is where all the registration for all of the professional learning opportunities that Sonia mentioned will live.
We hope that those web pages will be going live in the next couple of weeks.
Right. Good to know. I know everybody's anxious.
In the meantime, if people have questions about the Thriving Childcare Business Academy, they can email us at thriving@decal.ga.gov.
Great. Well, we serve both childcare learning centers and family childcare learning homes, which we all know are very different types of businesses. Are both of these served through these new free resources?
Yeah, they both are served. We have in the book study, the small study groups and coaching that Sonia mentioned, there will definitely be some family childcare focused opportunities for people. The large group webinars are going to be less concentrated for family childcare. There will be, I believe, at least one topic that is going to be specific to family childcare provider needs around taxes. I'm not even going to try to pretend that I know what those details are, but there will be at least one of those. And the others, the trainers in the other webinars are going to be prepared to talk, to provide examples of center-based and family childcare-based examples of the things that they're talking about. I did also want to mention that we do, as part of the Academy, we have the Strengthening Business Practices training modules, and there is a version of that that is just for family childcare providers, and there's a module on budgeting, on financial reports, and on marketing that is specific to that group, and so we will be making sure that that gets offered at least one time over the course of the year. And obviously if those fill up, we'll make sure that those get offered again, because we want to make sure that people have access to that opportunity.
Great ideas. And, you know, we've been known for offering peer support networks around here in our quality rated program, which is peer to peer, you know, folks that are in the quality rated program, sharing best practices with each other on a regular basis. This is just another way of reaching out and helping the child care providers. Again, it's all free. I want to help Sonia in stressing that. But for child care learning centers and family child care learning homes, It is never a bad thing to say, you know, I could use some help. And here is a case where a state agency is offering free assistance to helping you through those times. And a lot of this we've discovered over the past 3 years through some very difficult circumstances. And this is a good way of sort of pulling out our lessons learned and assisting you in doing what you love to do. And that is caring for children. You know, Laura, this is a lot of information, I guess, for folks to access. And we clearly did not create this by ourselves. As you said, we don't have all the answers, but we've got some great partners. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah. And before I get into our partners, who are great, I did want to also mention that in addition to this being free, most of the webinars and the trainings that we are offering and the book studies will offer providers state-approved training hours. We know that's important to folks.
Oh, yes.
And as a little added bonus for the study groups, the small group study groups, because those are a little bit more of a time commitment over a couple of months, there will be a stipend for folks who successfully complete those. And so more information about all of that will be coming out soon. We don't have quite everything ready to launch yet, as Sonia mentioned.
Great point.
And as for our partners, I'll start local because I'm really excited that we've got some good local partners with this. We are working with Alyssa Foskey from the Small Business Development Center at UGA in Valdosta. She is the area director for the Small Business Development Center there. She is an expert. She is their expert in the child care industry sector. So she's going to be offering several webinars for us over the course of this coming year. And then I also don't want to forget the strengthening business practices training that I mentioned is actually offered mostly by our child care resource and referral agency staff who have completed an intensive train-the-trainer process to be able to offer those modules. So again, there's a center-based version and there's a family child care version. And so those cover budgeting, financial reports, marketing, and then there is one on retaining and recruiting staff, which is for both family and child care centers, set programs. So that's really great locally. And then national partner is Civitas Strategies that Sonia mentioned before. And they are an organization that is working across the country in many states. And they are the folks that are providing us with the resource library that we've talked about. They'll be doing a lot of webinars. They'll be facilitating the small study groups and also doing that one-on-one coaching that we talked about. And they have some great expertise in tax preparation. So I think that's something that we're really excited to be able to bring that that expertise to this initiative. And we really think that with all of these options in terms of how much time people want to invest, whether they want to go through the library on their own time or spend a little bit more time attending a webinar or a training or getting coaching, that people will be able to find something to meet them where they are.
Yeah, that's great. There are a lot of different options, it sounds like, for whatever you need at the time. So we try to be responsive. In preparing for the creation of the Academy, I'm sure you had a chance to talk with childcare providers about what information they need. I think, you know, we're known at DECAL for not just assuming we know what providers need or families need or teachers need, but instead talking to them directly and trying to respond as best as possible. What kind of questions are providers asking and how are we responding with this Academy?
So we have done some preliminary research through all of the surveys that we've been doing on pandemic-related supports, and we continue to do that in forming the Academy, and we'll be doing it while the Academy is underway. So Laura and her team, for instance, along with Alyssa at the UGA Small Business Development Center, have had dialogue with providers. So we know that providers want to know more about how to market their centers, how to use a website and social media in those marketing efforts, how to recruit and retain staff, and also how to increase enrollments. Providers have also told us in various surveys during the pandemic period that they want help developing plans for sustainability and financial viability once the pandemic response funding winds down. And as I say, that's going to be an ongoing process. So in addition to this existing feedback, Civitas is conducting a needs assessment with owners, administrators, and some of our stakeholders to get additional insights on the business topics that interest providers. That feedback is going to help Civitas tailor their content a little bit better to make sure they are meeting the needs and interests of providers and the business topics they're offering. That feedback is also going to inform the specific content of their small study groups and of the individual one-on-one coaching. They're going to do intake assessments of all the providers who sign up for those smaller, more concentrated training. So again, that they're making sure they're giving providers what they need and what they want. So, you know, we think that we are providing training that's going to be tailored to provider specific needs, and we'll be able to answer all their questions.
Mm-hmm. And then develop content in real time as you're talking to providers on an ongoing basis. So that's great. In managing our social media channels, I know I'm hearing from folks all the time about recruiting and retaining staff. That seems to be so important right now. And so it's great to know that we've got resources to help these folks. Sonia, when does all this start? When can we look for it?
Mid to late September is our targeted launch date. So, as you can tell from this webinar, there are lots of moving pieces and lots of people in DECAL and with our the vendors who are delivering the services, who are working really hard to pull all this together. And we hope that mid to late September we'll be ready to go.
That sounds great. And it'll be here before you know it. So everybody, listen up. Help us spread the word. It is called the Thriving Child Care Business Academy, and it's free. It's here to help you survive some very challenging times in child care here in Georgia. And as Laura mentioned, right from the start, Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning credit hours available through this program. Very important. And we get that question a lot as well. Commissioner, we've mentioned the $1.6 billion paid out to child care providers in Georgia over the past 3 years, but that money is coming to an end. Is that correct?
It is. And we've always known this was one-time money, and we've tried to, you know, kind of sound the alarm bells from the beginning while it was very necessary. And I do believe it served its purpose of stabilizing child care in Georgia. It is one-time money, and it will be ending. Those payments for the stable payments will be ending in September of 2023, although they have until June of 2024 to spend those dollars. There will definitely be an impact, but we're hoping that providers have already, you know, they've spent it appropriately in one-time ways. But we also hope, and that's why we put this Thriving Child Care Business Academy together, so that it will also help providers now and in the future as they try to meet their business needs. And so we're trying to do everything we can to mitigate the pain of that money ending. But it did its job. And so now it's time to move on and kind of stabilize in different ways. And we hope this academy will help with that.
And I think we used some of the ARPA funding to pay for this program. Is that right?
We did. Yes. This is one of our ARPA projects, one of our 19. I don't know how many total we have anymore, but this is one of our 19 projects that when we began planning how we would distribute this funding, that was one of our projects. We knew, you know, as a leadership team at DECAL that we can't just, you know, provide money. We've got to also provide support. And so this will be one of those supports that we provide to providers.
Right. Well, Sonia and Laura, we appreciate you guys being with us. Any final thoughts on the program? Any encouragement you'd want to give child care providers that may be listening in today?
I just encourage people to really check it out when the website goes live. We will be building that site over time. So not all 50 of the guides that Sonia mentioned will be there on the first day. They're going to build over the next several months. So we hope that it's something, and we'll do some social media posts and things to let people know when we've added new material. So I just really encourage people to check it out. I really think that, as they say, when you've got I know a lot of people get into childcare because they love children and business and all of that stuff can seem overwhelming. And it really is something that people can learn about and do better with if they just give themselves a little bit of time and give themselves some grace to learn about it. I think this is a great opportunity to just build skills. And even for those providers who really are doing a great job managing their business, I would imagine that there's a few topics that maybe they would want to dive into, like around the social media or digging into some really specific tax issues that they need some help with. So I hope that a lot of people find this very useful.
Yeah. Well, and the fact that it's fluid is a good thing because we can keep it fresh in terms of anything we hear as feedback from the childcare industry and make sure that that's part of the curriculum, if you will, in the academy. So I love that. Sonia, anything from you to wrap it up?
I wouldn't be a decent communications person if I wasn't helping to publicize and promote this. So with the help of Laura and her team, a lot of other people, we're going to be holding informational webinars for all of the stakeholders involved in this, for providers, for DECAL staff and the R&Rs, as well as some of our other stakeholders and partners in this effort, so that we can really get the word out. People have all of those groups have lots of networks, because, you know, you don't want to hold an academy and no one show up. So there's going to be also, with your help, Reg, your team's help, a robust social media and traditional media campaign to publicize the Academy and generate interest, which this podcast is also helping us to do. So we're really grateful.
I love that. And thank you guys for all your work on this. I know it's going to be great. And for our listeners, we want you to help us spread the word. There's nothing better than word of mouth. And so when you're in your groups, and we know you're out there in social media, you know, specific groups about pre-K and childcare and all of these different things, spread the word. What's DECAL doing to help us through this time now that hopefully it's behind us and now we're moving forward? Here's a great thing to talk about and to talk up: Thriving Childcare Business Academy. And we do have an email if you'd like more information. As Laura mentioned, it's thriving@decal.ga.gov. thriving@decal.ga.gov. And check out the website. We'll be adding more information daily at decal.ga.gov. Folks, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Rich.
Thank you.
Now, what are your questions for Commissioner Jacobs? Let's go to the water cooler.
Hi, my name is Christy Moore, and I work in the Instructional Supports Division. My question for Commissioner Jacobs is, we know that pre-K attendance took a dip in the pandemic. Do we expect it to be back up around 80,000 students this year?
Well, hey, Christy, thank you for your question. You are exactly right. Our enrollment for pre-K definitely declined during the pandemic. We have definitely seen an increase each year. This school year has just begun and we're not exactly sure. I don't think we're back to the 80,000 students that we normally serve, but we don't have an exact number yet. I think I'm guessing we'll be around 75,000, but enrollment has not recovered to pre-pandemic levels yet, but it gets better every year. So we are hopeful.
Now, it used to be that parents would maybe hold out until even after Labor Day. Is that still the case? Do they kind of hold on to their kids until later in the year?
You know, I don't know, Reg. I school starts so early these days. I feel like right. You'd miss out on almost a whole month if you waited until after Labor Day. So I don't know. But there's definitely always movement throughout the year. So we will wait and see till we get that first roster and things kind of settle down a little bit.
Right. We're hearing great reports, though, on the pre-K classes. Everybody seems excited to be getting back. And we heard from Susan Adams at our board meeting the other day, and she was saying they're kind of getting settled in and getting accustomed to the routine. There's a lot to adapt to when you start pre-K. I mean, this is your first introduction to school.
A lot of kids, it is, for sure. It's a lot to get used to, and it takes a little bit to do that. But they will get there, and then we will go visit them and disrupt their whole schedule.
That's right. Pre-K week coming up in October, right. So we'll be there. Now it's your chance at winning a nice prize in the DECAL Download Quiz. We'll draw one name from all the correct answers to this question. Email your response to decaldownload@decal.ga.gov. Here's the question. What is the name for the new resources being offered on the Decal website for owners and administrators of child care programs in Georgia? What is the name for the new resources being offered on the Decal website for owners and administrators of child care programs in Georgia? Answer that correctly. We'll draw out one name. You could win a prize from Callaway Resort and Gardens, Chick-fil-A, College Football Hall of Fame, Dollywood, Fun Spot America, Georgia Aquarium, Georgia Lottery, Georgia Public Broadcasting, Lakeshore Learning Materials, McDonald's, Savoy Automobile Museum in Cartersville, The School Box, and Wild Adventures Theme Park. Again, the question, what is the name for all of these new resources being offered on the Decal website for owners and administrators of child care programs in Georgia? Good luck answering that question. Hope you're a winner, and thanks for playing.
Thanks for listening to the Decal Download Podcast. The Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning improves outcomes for children and families by strengthening early learning experiences in partnership with early education programs, professionals, stakeholders, families, and communities. Their vision is that every child in Georgia will have equal access to high-quality early care and education. For more information, visit their website at decal.ga.gov. Join the conversation on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Follow Commissioner Jacobs on Twitter at @commjacobs.